Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I love pizza so much I get excited when I see the word plaza. Because the word pizza itself is pretty exciting. It has pizza slices in it. Each of the Z's is two slices. The A is a slice. It's five slices in one word, which is a rarely used literary device that I invented. Called Onomata Pizza. Now,
it is Friday, December 12th. Friday. Ah, man. We hope that you get some sort of break for Christmas, just like we do. And we got to be honest. As we inch closer and closer, our slogan of minimum effort, maximum fun, the chasm between the two gets deeper and deeper.
Absolutely. And I hope that's the case for everybody at their job.
Right. The minimalist of effort, the maximalist of fun. That's what we hope for you and yours this holiday season. We are the Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, thank you very much for tuning in and being part of our little family. I was at the venue last night at Thunder Valley for the AJR concert, and the concert was great. The venue is great. What a great place for live music.
I do like the venue. Every seat is amazing.
Yeah. Every seat's amazing. And it was so smart also to not put any walls, to put a bar at every level, to not put any walls up, so that unlike at the Golden One, if you want to go and get a drink during the show, you're not missing any of the show.
Yeah, I never
you can
thought about
see
that.
The stage from the bar while you're waiting in line for a drink. It was a great idea. And if you've never been to the venue, picture the Golden One Center or any arena where it's like side, curve, you know, kind of like in that oval shape. The venue is basically one of the oval shapes. It's like they cut off like a fourth of Golden One and that's the venue. But anyway, though, we were there for AJR and we talked on the show earlier about how this was going to be my son's first time meeting an artist. And we allowed him to bring two of his friends with him, and they're big AJR fans as well. And we got to go backstage and meet them. And if you've never been backstage, the way most meet and greets now are, they're kind of like conveyor lines. You know, you get about, I don't know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds with an artist usually.
I mean, nowadays it is designed for taking a picture, not like having a conversation.
Right, yeah.
And these people have stuff to do.
They've got stuff to do, and I mean, I get it. I don't fault them for it. It's just, but anyway, though, so that was it. So it's like, okay, and you're not allowed usually to use your own phone to take the picture, but there's always a photographer there. Well, because it was our sister station, Alt 94.7's Christmas show, our photographer, our Odyssey photographer was there, who is an amazing photographer. His name is Leezy. Shout out to Leezy. If you ever see anything, especially like when we go to like Sky River or anything like that, if you see like the really nice, professionally looking pictures, they were taken by him. He's a good photographer. I don't know why. None of our pictures turned out. None of our pictures with AJR turned out. And it was a bummer. It was just like, well, I guess we'll get them next time. I guess. I don't know. Like, it was just,
I mean, in fairness to Leezy, that's not why he's there.
Then they should find somebody who should do that or let us use our own phones, yeah, I guess.
I mean, he's there to take
social media pictures,
yeah, and video and stuff for all.
Then they should have let us use our phones.
And did they say you can't use your phone?
Yeah. And
that's probably a label thing, though.
They had like a really, really bright light set up on the side that just kind of bleached everybody out and made shadows. Like one of the guys in AJR, you can't even really see him in the picture. he's like all dark and shadowy behind us. And the other one's not in focus. So, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I'm fine with it. I felt bad because my son was like, oh, it's like, well, I mean, you still got to meet him. You still got the story.
Right. I feel like in the grand scheme of things, it's fine.
You're right. In the grand scheme of things, yes, it's fine, of course.
His favorite artists with his friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just one of those things where I was like, oh, well. Everybody can relate to that. Where like you have like a moment that you're like looking forward to, and then just like one little thing goes wrong, and you're just like, well, okay, well, so much for that. Anyway.
I don't think the one picture where one of the guy's faces is dark, it's like there's a shadow on it.
Yeah,
is that bad of a picture?
I do. I mean, you can't really see him.
I mean, you can.
I don't think
there's a shadow on his face.
But... Did you see the picture, Kevin?
Not yet. Is it on your Instagram?
No, it's on your text message.
Oh.
Remember that Kevin, as soon as he leaves our eyesight.
Right. Weekend at Bernie's.
When'd you send this?
Last night.
The second one looks good.
See, that's the thing. He doesn't like, he thinks that one's bad.
The shadow is covering, is that J or R?
That's R.
Yeah, Ryan.
Because A didn't show up.
Yeah, talk about that for a second, too. So AJR is a band made up of three brothers. One's A, one's J, and one's R. A wasn't there. And then, like, they never addressed it. They never talked about it on stage. So then we, like, had to Google it later, and A is, like, taking a step back from the band. Now, if you're like brothers, how do you like go on for like Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthdays? And like, wouldn't you be like, okay, it's not like we can just find another bass player. You're A. Like if you were in a band with your siblings and one of them was just like, I got to pursue my passion and my passion's not this, which is what apparently he's doing. How would that make you feel?
Oh, I would be pissed.
I would be offended.
I'd be like, hi, question, Jay.
You're K.
I'm K. Okay. Remember when we all committed to doing this thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Love that you want to do that thing, but we're still doing this thing?
Right.
So maybe once we finish doing this thing, like, I'm surprised you weren't more mad about that. You seem more mad about the picture.
I mean, to be fair, he's the inferior of the brothers.
Wow. Kevin.
He's the one nobody really gets that excited about.
I thought he wrote the songs.
No, he's the one who doesn't really write the songs. Oh, he's the one who shows up and plays the bass. But it's the other two. If the other two weren't there, then people would be real bummed out. They're like 90% of the band. But still, though, we need the A. We need the 10%. And it's like, if I went into any sort of partnership with my brother, and then it was successful, and then my brother was like, I just can't do it anymore.
And it's public facing. Not like it's behind the scenes where you guys owed a lobbying firm.
Right.
And then Ben B. decided, like, you know, I just want to pursue my passion of fill in the blank. But and then just kind of nobody knew, but you were left in the lurch.
Yeah.
That would be very different. This is very much where people are going to notice A's not there.
Right. If we started any sort of company that was called Gavin and Ben, like,
yeah.
And then Ben doesn't show up to meet our clients, people are like, where's the B?
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, he's pursuing his passion. People would be like, wait, what? Like, this isn't his passion?
Yeah, just be clear.
I'll take my business elsewhere. I don't feel proper with you representing me in court, which clearly we'd be lawyers representing you in court. I mean, I don't know. It is funny, though. Like, I would be kind of pissed off. It's funny you guys would be like, yeah, I'd be pissed off too.
Oh, of course. Like, I thought when you said, well, first of all, when I said, like, aren't there, you sent the pictures and I said, like, aren't there three of them?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, one didn't come out or something. And so I thought that.
Because I thought he was there and he just didn't come out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I assumed, like you did, that he just didn't come out for the pictures. And I already thought, like, it's kind of jerky, but
yeah.
Okay. And then to find out that he just wasn't there at all, my first thought was like, okay, this is a person who is struggling with something and he needed like a break.
Sure.
And if that's the case, that's a totally different,
story. Of course.
But if it's just like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it anymore.
Right, right.
It's like, do we not have contracts?
And it's not, and the other thing that I would like say, like, just like, well, if somebody's struggling with like a substance abuse, then they get to take a step back from public life. The other thing that I would say somebody gets a pass on is if they're like, you know what, I really need to spend some time with my family.
Sure.
I've been missing a lot of events with my kids. I need to be there for them.
Or this I was thinking like mental health.
Yeah, anything like that. Any in those two arenas, we'd be like, of course. He, as far as I know, not married. He's childless. And like,
don't they all live together too? Or live like one apartment apart?
Jay and R live together.
Wow, they've really left A out.
Right. Okay. Right. So he's the one that everybody's like, well, listen, if we're gonna lose any fat on this bone, it can be A.
I wonder if Jay and R started the band and then their mom was like, guys, you have to include A. Look at him over there.
And mom still called him A.
Yeah. Like, look at him over there. You know he struggles to make friends. You know he struggles to make bands.
He's so sad.
Right.
You know what I caught him doing yesterday? You know what I caught him watching a YouTube video of yours and just kind of sighing.
Yeah. Is that what like, you want?
Fine. We were going to call ourselves Junior, but fine. I guess we'll be AJR instead of just JR. Come on, Adam. And they talk to him like that, too. Yeah. Where's your guitar? Where is it? Get your guitar. We're sick of telling you.
And then when he, like, kind of goes slow, they just look and go, Mom!
Yeah.
This is what we were...
There's just lots of, like, big, broad gestures back to A, like...
Every time. And they're, like, on the phone with their mom. He didn't even come.
What, Adam? What? No, they don't. We're not getting Hawaiian pizza. God. So you're right. If that was the case, just a ticking time bomb for A to be like, no, I'm going to be an environmental lawyer for a while. So anyway, though, yeah, that was the AJR show last night. It was still a great show, though.
Damn, it's 12 on stands of Christmas on the wake up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Scam number 6.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
I am calling a girl named Ava. She works at a bakery, and it's at the request of her boyfriend, and this is a birthday present for her. It's a terrible birthday present because Ava gets very mad at me. Not me, Cannon with a K, who, if you didn't know, is TikTok famous, and he's an Instagram influencer, and he is trying to get free food from this bakery because of that. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is
Hey, what's up? Who am I speaking with?
Ava, can I help you?
Ava, all right. You're not the manager, though, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. My name's Cannon, it's spelled with a K, you probably heard of me. And I'm a influencer, and I wanted to set up a time today that would be good for you so that I could come in there and do my shoot.
I'm Sorry, I don't think I understand.
Well, it was set up by my assistant that I was going to come in there and give you guys some exposure. I'm big on TikTok. I'm big on Instagram. I have a very big following. I go on Facebook for the boomers. And, I'll go in there and I was going to shoot a video of me, like, enjoying some of your, baked goods and stuff like that. And be like, oh, this is delicious. I love... I can't get enough of it.
Okay, I'm not sure who you talked to before about this, because no one said anything to me.
I think it was Monica.
If you don't mind, I'll just give her a call real quick.
No, you don't need to. I don't think you need to bother her or anything like that. It was just arranged that I was going to come in there and you guys were going to hook me up, with whatever I needed, and I was going to eat it, Because here's the thing, I'm an influencer. I think I said that, and I don't want to brag how many followers I have, but there's a K. You hook me up and I hook you up. Like my followers will see that and be like, oh my God. That looks good, Oh, that looks good. As I'm taking a bite and eating it, and again, maybe we're I'll show you. Are you hot? Because if you're hot, I'll put you in the video too. Maybe you and I together, and we could eat. I don't know what else you guys have. If you get cake, we could have a slice of cake or something. You know what I'm saying?
You're asking for us to give you free food? Are you serious? It's $10 for 6 croissants. If you're such a big shot, you can't afford $10?
No, I can afford it. I've got croissant money. I have $10. Don't make me flex on you. I'll pull $10 out of my wallet. I don't have a $10 cash, but I have $10, I just don't carry cash around with me. But that's not how it works though. I go into other places and they're like, oh my God, Cannon, thank God you're here. And then they give me free stuff, and then they go, that looks good. And then my followers go in there. They get business. You'll get business. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we're doing pretty good on business, and it sounds like you have some other places that are willing to help you out, so...
Well, okay, well, then maybe not even, business, though. If you're hot, though, you might even get, a boyfriend out of this or something like that.
Actually, I have a boyfriend, and that's extremely offensive.
No, I don't want to offend you. It's calmed down. Although, you sound cute when you get mad. But I'm just saying, you just didn't sound like somebody who had a boyfriend because you're just mean.
I'm not sure what you want out of this, but we won't be giving you anything free.
Wow. I won't come in there then, and you won't get all my followers to go oh, that looks good, to come in there and eat your food.
Yeah, I think we'll live.
Then I guess, c'est la vie, as they say.
Bye-bye.
But before you go, I just want to tell you one more thing. None of this has been real. Ava, your boy, this is Gavin from the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, and your boyfriend is the one who asked me to do this, by the way.
Oh, God.
Brian wanted me to do this for your birthday. I think that's a terrible birthday present.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. Good morning, Megan.
Hi.
You have a boyfriend. His name is Brian. How long have you and Brian been dating?
We've been together for 4 years.
Wow, that's a long time. And obviously, you think something is going on. Have you ever thought something has been going on prior to this?
No, this is the first thing, so okay. I'm kind of freaking out.
Okay, so then what's going on here?
So last Saturday, Brian went up to the Bay Area. His company was having his Christmas party, which it's kind of weird because his branch is local, but their headquarters are in the Bay, so I guess it makes sense. But he stayed overnight. He said that it was so much fun and just went really late. And, other people were staying out in the Bay as well. So, okay. So then, the other day I was scrolling through, we share an iPad, and this alert came up from his company, like a notification, don't miss your Christmas party. And I clicked on it as it popped up, and it was oh, my God, it's not in the Bay. And it was not last Saturday. It's going to be next Saturday. And it's going to be just locally at his branch right here.
Oh, boy.
So like full body sweat panic of like, where the was he? What right. the hell was that?
Right. And you haven't talked to him about it, right?
No, I didn't okay. know how to bring it up.
Okay. Well, that's our job, I guess. Okay. So we are going to call him up. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer, offer him some free roses, see who he sends them to, see what he writes on the card as well. And whatever he says, we're going to conference everybody together and we'll deal with the fallout. Okay. Megan is on hold.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Brian, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Brian. This is Danielle with... I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh, okay. This, Celeste.
Okay. And before I get an address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Don't worry about a card. She'll know who it's from.
So no card at all?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hi, Brian. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call. That's actually Katie, and you're on 106.5 The End on War of the Roses, which is something we do to try to help out a woman who feels like her boyfriend is cheating on her, and your girlfriend is Megan, who it was listening on hold. She is no longer on hold. She's here with us. Megan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Is there anything you want to say to Brian?
A lot of things are coming to mind right now. One, who the f- is Celeste? Where were you last Saturday? Because I know you weren't at your f- Christmas party. I know it's next Saturday, and I know it's not in the f- Bay Area.
Okay, last Saturday, I went out there for a job interview. I was talking to a company.
What do you mean you went to a...
Also, why is that something you wouldn't tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was a big opportunity that would have changed a lot of stuff, but I didn't want to cause all this stress unless I landed the job. If it was going to fall through, then there's no point in doing all that unless maybe I move to the next level.
Who is Celeste?
Celeste is the person that the interview was with. And I was going to, since they're free roses, look, just send them over there as a thank you to hopefully get moved up.
But without saying that it was from you?
First of all, it's so unprofessional. If this person is a woman who's interviewing you, you're going to send her flowers? Don't you think that's crossing a line? And I still don't understand why you would tell me it's a Christmas party.
Definitely feels like all of this is a complete lie.
You spent the night. What kind of job interview do you spend the night?
It was like a dinner interview. So we went to this restaurant out there, and it was a nighttime. It was a dinner view. I didn't say that. It was a dinner interview.
I don't. Megan, are you buying this?
No.
All right, so Megan. I think our feelers are going off that this is not a true story. Brian, we're gonna let you go. Megan, are you doing all right? Four years is a pretty long time to have a relationship possibly end like this, especially right before the holidays.
Oh God, yeah. I'm gonna have to figure it out.
Okay. It's War of the Roses.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On the Wake Up Call.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Australia has always been a country that prioritizes public safety more than we do here in America. It's sad, but it's true. And we should be looking to them as an example. I don't know if they did a total ban on guns, but they did a pretty big ban on guns after they had one mass shooting. And they were like, that's it. All right. Everybody's lost their privilege. We've proven that we can't be trusted with them. And they haven't had a mass shooting since. Well, this is the next big ban. Yesterday, it went into effect that they have banned social media for teenagers. What are your thoughts on this? Text it in to 916-909-1065. We'll read your text messages on the air. 909-1065. Here are some of the details about this ban. First of all, it's for 16 and under.
Okay.
Now, a lot of psychology experts, they wish it was 18.
Okay.
They obviously said the older, the better, but they said 16, at least it's something. And there will be no punishment for parents that do not enforce this. But a lot of experts say if they did have a punishment that was attached to it, it wouldn't really make a difference.
Okay.
That now, one, it gives parents like an out, almost like an excuse to ban their kids from having social media. But also, two, there creates a social pressure. You're going to let your kids be on social media
okay.
when like other parents do not. And they said that they found in studies that that works.
Okay.
So how do we feel about this?
Well, obviously, you know that I don't think kids should have social media.
Correct.
The rule in our house is you can't have any form of social media. You can't even like if you're on Roblox, talk to other people.
Yep. By the way, a quick aside, Roblox, not part of this ban, which a lot of people have an issue with, but go ahead.
Okay. Until you are 17 or a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is by the time you're that age, I am letting you drive a car.
Yeah.
I am letting you stay out later at night. Like my relationship in trusting you is different.
Mm-hmm.
I think putting a ban on this would make it so much easier for more parents to do what I do. 'Cause it isn't easy.
Oh, I know.
It is not easy. And your kids do want it.
My 13-year-old, almost 14-year-old at this point, he asks all the time. Yeah. And I say, no, you cannot have social media. I don't care what your friends have.
And it's really hard when all of their friends
yep.
have it as well. And when it's being used as a form of communication, it is hard. So if more parents... If there's just a rule that said it's not allowed,
yeah.
it's so much easier as a parent to just go, listen, I wish you could have social media, but it's illegal.
It's illegal.
Right.
You know, let me run through some statistics, you know, because this I think is interesting. 60% in America, this is in America, 60% of Democrats want a ban on social media for teenagers. 54% of Republicans want a ban on social media for teenagers. 61% of independents want a ban. This is universally popular. I don't understand why, because I personally don't think we will ever do this in America. Either. As sad as that is.
And, you know, I such a plea for parents that maybe you have little kids and you haven't tried to cross this bridge yet. I cannot tell you how much heartbreak and heartache I have saved my girls by not allowing them to have social media.
Yeah.
As much as they want it.
Like you've seen it with their friends and stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure.
Things that people posted at somebody else.
Yep.
Or comments or DMs from people that they don't know. I mean, I have been able to far more than I even realized. Like, I'm not patting myself on the back. I am saying, like, it went far past my expectations about how it was a healthy thing to do.
Oh,
and a big part of my initial wanting them to not do it was because I have this job. And I did not want there to be any platform
yeah.
where somebody could find them.
Right, right.
And say like, oh, I know this, this, and this about you, and make it seem like it's somebody that they know to talk to them because I talk about them on the air so much.
And that's mostly just the bullying side of it. That doesn't even get into the internalizing of like how social media makes you feel about yourself too.
Right.
Some text messages we've got. First of all, everybody texting in says that they love that Australia has banned social media for teens. They wish we would do it here. But text in, do you think we would ever actually do it here? I want to be wrong. I don't think that we would. This text message, as a mental health professional and a parent, I absolutely love that Australia banned social media for kids. I it seems like such a no-brainer. We just got a text. I allow both my kids to have social media accounts on Instagram under my account. I run the account. I will post things. They ask me to post sometimes, but essentially they cannot go and look at their account unless they have my phone. This has helped keep them from downloading and using social media behind my back. Okay, but then what's the point?
Just
don't let them do it.
I mean, I can see why it's fun for them to be able to go take pictures and edit them or whatever it is that they do.
Can't we treat
it? And then like post it somewhere.
Can't we treat it like Creed in The Office? Just give them a Word document and tell them that it's a social media.
I think it's kind of that.
Anyway, keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. Real fast though, before we go to break, I just wanted to say that the St. Jude Radiothon is going on still today as well with our friends over at KSFM, and we want to help them out. We want to prove that Wake Up Call listeners are the most philanthropic listeners yes. in all of Sacramento, because we know you are.
Yes.
And we want the credit, all right? So that's part of it as well. So here's how you can help. Text in the word FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, F-I-G-H-T to 55855. 55855. You can become a partner in hope just by pledging $19 a month.
Right. And the amazing thing about St. Jude is their mission is to cure kids of cancer, but not charge the families a dime. Not for the research, not for the hospitalizations, not for the treatment, not even for like lodging for the parents or other siblings. So it's not just that, obviously, we're competing with another station. Do they know that? They don't.
They don't. They don't care either, honestly.
And this is something we decided because we know you, our listeners, are better.
Yeah.
And so $19 a month is what keeps this hospital funded so that parents, when they're having the worst moment of their life, their child has cancer, don't also have to think, oh, this is going to financially ruin us.
Text in the word FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 55855 and help us help them.
Yes.
Right.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And we are rebuilding a jackpot on the trivia game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? Win or lose, though, today, we have New Year's Eve passes to the Hard Rock Casino, which is pretty awesome. Somebody called up yesterday, really excited to go to that. And I don't think it was Denise. So, Denise, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning. A fun fact about Denise, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in her bedroom is purple.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, she's a purple lady.
Purple. She loves it. She loves it. So if you get Denise anything for Christmas, better be purple. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. The jackpot's only $20, but you already got those New Year's Eve passes. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. The first teaser trailer came out for Supergirl yesterday, and I think it looks great. Kevin?
It looks really good.
I thought it looked really good, yeah. You can see it by texting in GIRL, G-I-R-L, to 909-1065. The movie stars House of the Dragon star Millie Alcock and Jason Momoa as the fan favorite Lobo. What relationship does Supergirl have to Superman?
They're siblings? Okay. I don't know.
Question two. A woman in San Francisco gave birth in the back of a Waymo on her way to the hospital. The craziest part of this story was that the self-driving car knew she was doing it and called 911 to help her. How cool is that? What is the temporary organ that provides the baby oxygen and nutrients called?
The lungs. It's not temporary. I don't have the lungs.
Okay. All right. Question three. Kim Kardashian is now a playable character in the game Fortnite. It starts this weekend and she'll have two skins. One is her in a fur coat and the other has her in her trademark Skims outfit. How long is a Fortnite? Is it 1 week, 2 weeks, or 1 month?
It's 2 weeks.
Question four, they are making another prequel to The Hunger Games, and Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are confirmed to join the cast. Still no word on whether or not the movie will center on their characters of Katniss and Peeta, or if they will just be side characters in another story. What district did the two of them live in Pan Am?
13.
Okay. All right.
District 12.
And okay. Question five, Disney just signed a $1 billion deal with one of the big AI companies, licensing 200 of their characters to now be used in AI videos. This includes all their IPs like Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, Muppets as well. If they sold 200 characters for $1 billion, if evenly split, how much did each character sell for?
Okay, can you give me those numbers again?
Sure. $1 billion, 200 characters.
Let's see. $5 million
each. All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Denise, what do you do for a living?
I am a manager for the state of California. I don't know Mike.
Okay. what do you manage?
I manage tax auditors for the franchise tax.
You manage the tax auditors? Wow. Yeah. That does not sound like a fun job, but it also does sound like a fun job that you're in charge of the quote-unquote bad guys.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one, I'm sure you saw it. The teaser trailer came out yesterday for Supergirl. It looks really good. And again, you can text it by texting in girl, or you can see it by texting girl to 909-1065. The movie stars Millie Alcock from House of the Dragon and Jason Momoa as Lobo. You get a glimpse of him in the trailer. What relationship does Supergirl have to Superman?
They are twins.
They are cousins.
Really? And she got spit down from space too?
No.
How'd she come?
She got sent somewhere else. Do I have that story right, Kevin?
Yes.
It's like the full story of like what, how bad it must be to be from Krypton, where everybody you know has died, and Superman got to be a god on Earth, and she didn't.
Yeah.
So she's bad?
No, she's not bad, but she's a little...
I'm sorry I asked.
Okay. She got a chip on her shoulder. Question two, a woman in San Francisco gave birth in the back of a Waymo, just like you did with two of your four kids.
Nope.
The craziest part was that the self-driving car called 911 for her. It knew she was having the baby. Man, amazing. What is the temporary organ that provides the baby oxygen and nutrients called?
The placenta.
The placenta! That is it. Question three. You're going to be excited about this. Kim Kardashian's now a playable character in Fortnite.
Oh.
Starting this weekend, and she has two skins. One's her in a fur coat, and one is her in her Skims. How long is a fortnight? Is it 1 week, 2 weeks, or 1 month?
2 weeks.
2 weeks is absolutely correct. Question four. They're making another prequel to The Hunger Games, and this time, Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are confirmed to join the cast. Now, we don't know if the movie's going to be about Katniss and PETA, or if they're just going to be side characters in a bigger story. We don't know. What district did they live in Pen M?
12.
District 12. That's correct. And question five, Disney just signed a $1 billion deal with one of the biggest AI companies, licensing 200 of their characters to now be used in AI videos. So this sounds problematic, but I don't know. I'm sure they're going to put guardrails. I hope they have guardrails on it. But it includes all of their IPs like Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, Muppets, all that stuff. If they sold 200 characters for $1 billion, if evenly split, how much did each character sell for?
Okay. So 200.
Yep.
Okay. That's fine.
The answer is $5 million.
Okay.
$5 million. And Denise got that one right. You know why?
Why?
Because it's purple.
Oh.
And final score, Denise and Katie both got three.
Woo!
It's a tie. But ties go to Katie. Got to be smarter than Katie. But Denise, though, you still got those tickets to the New Year's Eve party at the Hard Rock. What is it that you want to tell us, though?
I never thought I would say this, but I am just as smart as Katie.
That's right.
Yes.
We'll just leave it there. We'll just leave it there.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:05 p.m. It's the wake-up call.
So we have a question for you. If you've got people coming over to your house, workers, to do work, landscapers or handymen, what do you do? How do you treat them when they're there? Do you ignore them, stay out of their way, let them do their job? Or do you talk to them and offer them water and stuff like that, because and food, because this is going on right now in Kevin's life? What is the situation? Which one is your mother?
My mother is the one that is talking to them, offering them food, drinks, and she's tipping them too.
Okay. Oh, she's tipping them too.
Yeah. Okay. So I've never hired like landscapers before.
No kidding.
Is that the thing to do where you're paying them for the project and feeding them and tipping them?
Well, you don't have to feed them or tip them.
Oh.
But go on. Yeah, it's not like a forced thing. But go on.
Because my mom yesterday bought our landscapers pizza and beer.
Okay. Does she know them?
No.
Now, if you've got an opinion about this, call right now, 916-909-1065, especially if you are one of these people, these workers. I would love to know how you want to be treated. 909-1065, call or text us. I've never tipped any landscapers or workers when they come over. However, I do offer them food and drink.
Every day?
Yeah, if they're there for multiple days, yes.
Really?
Yes.
You'd order them a pizza every day?
No. I'll offer to make them sandwiches and stuff like that.
Offered
to make them food?
Yeah, I'm not making them like a pasta dinner, but I'll say, you guys want some sandwiches or something?
What? Okay,
that's kind of weird.
Is that weird?
Like, ordering food is fine because we're not cooking it, but you're taking the time and effort.
No, it's not the time. It's just like to let a stranger give you a sandwich.
Yeah, I wouldn't
trust it.
That
they just made feels just strange.
Why? It's what happens at a restaurant. You don't even get to see that person who made the sandwich for you.
Yeah, but that is their job to make the sandwich.
Right, right.
You're just wanting to feed men.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, putting it like that is weird. But yeah, okay.
And I mean, you know what? Maybe this sounds sexist, but if your wife did it, for some reason, it would feel better to me.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. If you want to cancel Katie, send me your emails.
If you want to, I get it. I know. It's wrong.
Well, what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm a bad person. I don't do anything. Like, I'll
what?
If I don't see that they have water bottles, I'll ask that, or water, I'll say, do you guys want any water? And then, like, the last backyard landscapers that we had, we used to have, like, this wall of alcohol bottles.
Yeah.
And so, like, a couple of them that, like, I saw regularly, because some people would, like, come and go, and then I never saw them again. But the guys that were there kind of regularly for the 2 weeks or whatever, the last day I gave them bottles.
Like, a whole bottle?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like giving them like an $80 tip, I guess.
I don't think the bottles were worth $80.
I have seen those bottles. They were worth like $80.
Okay, well, then,
At least $80.
I hope my boyfriend's honest.
Text messages.
Because I would not have guessed that.
Text messages coming in. I offer beverages and I ask them to tell me if they need anything. I'm with Gavin. I always offer food and drinks. Yeah, but do you make the food?
I now need I'm to feeling, know if you make the food.
I'm feeling self-conscious now about that.
Don't make
food. I literally do the same thing. I've been remodeling for months and definitely want them happy. Yeah, that's a big thing. You want them happy. You want them to do good work. People who are happy do good work.
Now, I will say somebody in the home doing something versus somebody outside, I develop more of a kinship with the person in the house. They're around the girls. I'm coming up the stairs. I'm coming down the stairs. They're seeing me with my makeup off, in my jam jams. Like, I feel like it's a more intimate relationship.
Okay, this person said, seems very Jeffrey Dahmer-y to make sandwiches for strangers.
Thank you.
It does not. There's another text message. My mom would offer to make them food and cook for them. She would also offer them drinks. Maybe it's the Italian mother in me. I don't know. I just feel people come over. It's like, let me make you something to eat. Let me make you something to eat. You look hungry.
I don't know.
I assume that they are. I used to be a landscaper. Here's another text message. I used to be a landscaper. Loved it when the clients would leave drinks and snacks. Oh, but when you leave them.
Okay, I like that more.
That's a happy medium, I feel like. Like, kind of like what you leave the baskets for the Amazon and UPS drivers at the holidays.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just make sandwiches and leave them in like a little Red Riding basket or something like that.
We should get away from the sandwiches.
With a sign that just says, shoo away the flies.
I would like you to leave things that are prepackaged and not open.
Yeah, I've also always made food. Nothing extravagant, just simple stuff. Yeah, it's just a sandwich.
Okay, but here, can I ask you another question?
Of course.
So let's say you do this on day one.
Okay.
Okay, what's the expectation for day two?
I'll make him sandwiches again.
You'll make him sandwich every day.
Sure.
So now you're the sandwich guy.
But I don't want to, I'm not going to go out to the store and get new lunch meat. Like, if you liked that roast beef sandwich, you're getting another one today.
Okay, but like, what happens when you run out of roast beef and they're still there?
Well, then I go get ham.
So you're going grocery shopping.
Yeah, now you're grocery shopping.
And now, it is time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of the movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses of the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along! And it's time for the Know Me Movie Game 106.5! The end! Yes! Yes! Christmas edition of the No Name Movie Game. Hey, 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 hey. This is one of our favorite times of year. All Christmas movies on the No Name Movie Game today, playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX. Let's start with Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
45 seconds on the clock. You love Christmas movies, don't you?
You bet.
All right, here we go. It's going to be you and me. All right, 45 seconds starts right now. The opposite of black.
White. And Christmas.
There we go.
Wow.
Okay. This is a green guy who...
the Grinch.
Yes.
Whoa. Come on.
Okay. This is one. This is one of the reindeer...
Rudolph?
No, not that one. I think
all of the other reindeers?
No, you can't say that. It's like the only other one they've ever made a movie about.
Vixen.
I can't say their names. They're all characters in the movie. If I am
Donner, Cupid, Blitzen.
Keep going.
Comet.
If I'm flitting around the stage, I am.
Yes.
Prancer.
She should have started naming all the reindeers.
She tried and then got halfway through. She couldn't remember any of them.
I think she said Comet twice.
Comet. All right, we only got two on that one because we got sabotaged by Prancer again. All right, well, there's the bar. Amy, I'm going to put you on hold playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy holidays. You might want to turn your radio off. You're playing with Katie. It's the Christmas edition of the No Name Movie Game. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Brittany, are you ready?
Yeah, we sure are.
All right, you're going to get thrown off by that radio being on. All right, here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
He eats spaghetti with syrup on it.
Elf.
Yes, don't feed him after midnight.
Gremlins.
Yep.
Two.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, A Christmas Story.
Very good. Not one number after three.
Four.
Okay, and this is the holiday we're about to celebrate.
Four Christmases.
Yep, very good.
Wow, four.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Pass.
Okay, not first, the opposite of first.
Last.
And
last
the Christmas. Holiday that's coming up.
Last Christmas. She said last Christmas.
Oh, great. Okay.
Five.
This is about a dog and his human friend, and the dog's like...
I have no idea.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Brittany, that movie was It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You know a lot of Christmas quotes.
Thank you. I'm a Christmas girl.
Well, listen, that was very impressive.
She's a Christmas queen.
Brittany, yes!
I wouldn't say that.
Brittany, you've got five... There's the new bar. Amy, you can hang up if you want to.
Five is
pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, now let's see how the other Christmas queen does. Christian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're playing with our Christmas queen, Kevin, okay?
Yes, okay.
45 seconds on the clock. Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater up for grabs. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hit it.
Opposite of big.
Small.
Other one. Big. Yes, okay. Opposite of man.
Woman.
Okay, plural, though.
Male.
I think he said it.
I'm just going to say it. Okay, this is a song.
Little Women.
Blah, blah, blah. Bounds of Holly. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Pass.
Christian! No,
okay, opposite of alive. Opposite of die. Oh, I said it. I hate you. You sing songs.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm so mad. The first one, did you say Little Women?
I don't think so. He said Little
Women. No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got a goose egg on that one. Shocking for somebody named Christian at Christmas to not know any.
Deck the halls, la la la.
Well, listen, we hope your days are filled with Yuletide, Christian. But now we got to talk to Brittany. Congratulations, Brittany. Very impressive. You got a pair of passes to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town, where they're going to have Avatar, Fire and Ash. But right now they've got The Polar Express and coming up The Shining on the IMAX screen.
I would like a congratulations.
Brooke and Amaya for helping me out.
Who, what?
Hi. So shout out to my girls, Brooke and Amaya, in here for helping me out.
Brooke and Amaya!
Katie was
3v1, that's why.
She would like to also point out that she would like a shout out as well.
Yeah, you could shout me out.
Brittany did most of
the work. Shout out Katie.
Yes!
No, Brittany.
Best friends.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Got a question for you, not just you, Katie, but anybody listening. Text in or call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Answer this question. Do you rewear your socks? I will proudly say it. Yes, I do.
Wearing the same socks I wore yesterday.
Yeah. And I don't wear them. There's been a shift in my life. I used to be like, no, I got to wear clean socks. I don't even know where that came from. But then the older I got, the more I'm like, what a waste. I only wore these socks for a couple hours.
That is exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
That is exactly how I feel. Like when I get dressed in our closet.
Yeah.
And then when I get undressed, I do that in the closet as well.
Okay.
So I take my shoes off, take my socks off. If it's just been a one day wear to work, I'm putting those in the shoe.
Right. It's not like
putting them in the shoe, using them the next day.
We're not running around here. It's not hot.
No.
Like it's like the sock was like resting on our arm. You know, it's not really getting used. But according to microbiologists, we're really rolling the dice.
No.
Yes. Microbiologists. advise changing socks daily due to massive bacterial contamination. Human feet harbor up to 1,000 different bacterial and fungal species that thrive in warm, moist conditions between toes. And research shows socks contain 8 to 9 million bacteria per sample after just one wear, compared to 83,000 in t-shirts. So there's something about socks and feet that are way dirtier and grosser.
Okay, but what does all this stuff lead to?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Bacteria like Staphylococcus aminus.
Staph?
Yeah, staph's the first syllable there. Create rotten odors. Staphylococcus epidermis. Creates weird, I'm not going to go into the gross details on that one. Potential pathogens. Dirty socks can spread athlete's foot fungus to surfaces and other people.
I kind of thought that, first of all, I didn't know that athlete's foot could be contagious.
I did know. That's a
disgusting. That
was from football.
I didn't realize that I was living on the edge quite so much.
I mean, I didn't either. But you know what, though? We're thriving. Right?
I do feel like my feet are fine.
I have had athlete's foot, but it was when I played football and I was changing my socks out like after wearing them for like an hour or two.
I mean, I got athlete's foot when I was like in junior high.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's because I was playing sports.
So
guys, I think this is big sock.
You think?
Yeah.
This is Bombas.
This reeks of Fruit of the Loom.
This is Hanes.
Hanes, Fruit of the Loom.
Uh-huh.
Bombas. They're all getting in a room together.
Even the fancy ones.
Mm-hmm. And they're going, guys, we got to do something.
Right.
And, Bombas looks at Hanes and Hanes goes, what am I supposed to do? And then they get in a fight.
Right.
And then Fruit of the Looms has to step in and go, guys, come on.
And they go, sit down, Fruit.
And he pushes hand on each chest.
Yeah.
Pushes them apart.
Yeah.
Because we got to put our heads together. We're the only ones that can fix this. What are we going to do? And then they Haynes puts his hand behind his back, starts pacing the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bombas puts his feet up on the table because he's trying to show off.
I get it.
You know?
One of those fancy socks. Right. Sure, of course.
Little twinkle toes.
Uh-huh.
And then Fruit of the Loom taking notes. Okay.
Just
and he's
write down, bitch. That's all you do.
Well, he's a real like there's no bad ideas guy. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. He just throw them at me. Whatever sticks, okay?
Yep.
And then finally, Bombas takes his feet down, puts them on the floor, looks at all of them, says, bacteria.
Oh, and they go, oh my God.
It was right there.
But what do we do with that? And then who walks into the room?
Who?
Under Armour.
Yeah.
Pushes the doors open like the alpha that he is.
Yeah.
Comes in, no suit.
No.
Just a leather jacket over top of a, I don't know, white
black
t-shirt. Still smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, bitches? What are you guys doing in here? Having a boring-ass meeting like a bunch of girls?
I guess you got Fruity to take the notes again.
And Fruity's like, he's like high Under Armour.
Oh.
No, he loves it.
He does.
Yeah, he's a little toady. High Under Armour, high.
Oh, my God, you're funny.
Hey, we just came up with a way to get people to buy more socks. And all that's written on the whiteboard is bacteria. And he just goes, yeah, love it. Done. Well, what do we do with it now? Aren't you friends with RFK Jr.? Yeah, I'll talk to him. Yeah.
Okay, then takes a cigarette, flicks it at them.
At Fruity.
And goes,
with a smile on his face.
Flicks it at him and goes, you're welcome.
Yeah. And then 1 week later, there we are. There's a press conference. RFK Jr. There's enough bacteria on the human foot that it's going to kill us all. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.